Live from E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, it's E-Town with this week's guest, currently living in the Netherlands, Eric Anderson. Achievement Award winner, Monty Belmonte. And from Tucson, Arizona, Calexico. I'm Helen Forster. Join me now in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Helen. Welcome to E-Town. Welcome to E-Town Hall. Once again, we have assembled a cast of characters who represent different perspectives, different musical styles, different generations, different locations, and yet somehow, if all goes well, it's going to work out. Eric Anderson has been coming to E-Town since the early 90s. His record was one of my faves when I was just getting started. I think it was 1964 or 65. My sister brought his Vanguard record home. It was an interesting influence for me, a guy who could play guitar and write songs in that way. And he, of course, was part of that early scene in Greenwich Village, and he's still at it. He's still making records, and we're glad he's back. And up first, a band that is kind of like no other. They formed around the duo of Joey Burns and John Convertino. This band has been together for 22 years, but it's more if you count the time they spent in other bands beforehand. And yes, they kind of reflect the border town, Southwest landscape they inhabit, but they are restless and creative. They confounded me as I was listening to their record. It was just amazing and delightful and full of all kinds of surprises. When I was going through it again last night, they cover more musical ground, more styles and flavors than just about anybody, and they do it naturally. Sounds like them. Their record reflects what's going on in the world today, but it still ends up on a happy note. So they got it all. They've been on tour all year long, traveling around all over the place. We're really glad they could stop by one more time. Please welcome back to E-Town, Calexico.
Thanks for having us back. It's really nice to get to come here and get to kind of go deep. And always on this show, you go deep. And then Nick and Helen always have some good ideas for songs to collaborate on for the ending. So we've been playing all day. And it's been really fun. This is a really inspiring place, as you can imagine. We're going to start off with this song called The Town in Miss Lorraine. One, two, one, two, three.
Found a book in a washed-up sheet, reading the notes that Captain Rooster inside his suit of dust. I wait as the waves carry me back figured out, so I'll go. marketplace. Wasn't at the schoolyard where our children play. Wasn't in our home, standing in the living room. Well, I didn't even know that it'd be back soon. For your love come to my side.
Welcome, Calexico. Band sounds great. Joey Burns, welcome back.
Thank you.
Man, oh man, I think about the evocative nature of your songs and Calexico's sound, and it does has a sense of place. And yeah. I know the last time you were here, you'd been recording in Mexico mm-hmm. for that record. This one, I think you did a bunch of recording in Northern California, right?
Right. My wife said, you know, I think this record really is just about home. It reminded me of growing up in California. I grew up in Southern California.
Right.
But here we were right near John Muir National Forest. I was just thinking about, you know, what would it be like to be a kid now, right here? Mm-hmm. And so it felt to me when we took a walk by the cliffs and looking out over the blue ocean of the Pacific, it felt like we were stepping through the lens of a Wes Anderson film. And so from there, I felt like, well, if he can put everything and anything into his film, surely right. we can do the same.
Yeah.
And so the journey began.
Cool. I heard this stuff that I was thinking, you know, I don't think there's another band that could do this, but I was hearing this stuff that sounded a little like the Talking Heads on a song, and another mm-hmm. one sounded like Los Lobos, and another one sounded like the Velvet Underground, and another one sounded like this weird spaghetti Western instrumental, and another one actually made me think about Marty Robbins meets Chad and Jeremy. I mean, that's just like, not many records can bring all of those pieces together and still actually hang together and feel like a record.
I think that that's one of the reasons why the European audience tends to appreciate this sort of eclectic nature that we've been investing in for so many years.
Yeah. In case you just tuned in, you're listening to E-Town here with Joey Burns from Calexico. We were talking about the European audience. You guys tour in Europe a lot. It's interesting because that's a whole world where borders are both now more and less important in different ways. What do you think it is about that multiculturalism, that they just get what you do and what you're aiming towards when you're there?
Well, the way I tell my friends is that over in Europe, when you wake up and you have a coffee, in Europeans, they have, along with their coffee, they have culture. And here in the United States, when we wake up and have our coffee or a big gulp, we have commercials. And that is a big difference, but it is true.
Yeah. You chose to live in Tucson. Tucson, I think of as a town that similarly got this rich cultural history that's ingrained into the day-to-day life. And you've embraced it. You've been there for more than 20 years. I don't know how long, but you've been there a long time. Of course, you're near the border. So this whole talk about the border and the wall and all that stuff, does it feel particularly amplified? I know John lives in El Paso, which is another border town. Does it feel like a more tangible thing to you guys, or is it just the same in the news cycle that we hear about?
Well, you know, the news cycle on all sides of the fence is all about getting your attention and money from sponsors, right? You know that. You all know that, and you know that. I know that, right? So you have to glean. You have to go to, you know, AP or something just to get some basic facts, because everything else is just heated up.
Right.
The border is cool. I mean, I don't really want to tell too many people because I want to keep it kind of not so popular down there.
It's funny.
But it's the best because you have this blend of richness of culture and diversity. And that is the spice of life. That is the beautiful thing. That's why we're here.
Yeah. I was talking with a friend yesterday and he was on a panel discussion and somebody said, what do you think about the wall? And he said, about the wall, the border wall? He said, I think you all should learn Spanish. He said, let's talk about what Mexico has brought us. I mean, it's music, it's food. Mexican people love families. They love religion. Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and California all used to be part of Mexico. In fact, I don't know why you people are so fascinated with Jamestown being the first American settlement when Santa Fe was settled 100 years before that. Just learn Spanish and embrace it because it's so cool. The cowboy comes from Mexico. Everything we love comes from Mexico. So that was his response.
That's great. I mean, why don't we just learn some indigenous languages too? Because they were here first.
Yeah. I want to once again recommend your record. The record is really interesting, and it covers a lot of ground, and it creates these sonic landscapes that are, they hold together, and they took me on a journey that was really, really good. And so,
well, I'm so glad.
Yeah, congratulations.
It means a lot to me and the band.
I was just going to say, the band sounds great, and hearing these songs live is so cool, too. So I know it's a love fest, and we could be more confrontational, but
whatever
it ain't going to happen. Yeah.
To be continued.
Yeah. I think our ratings are going to stay the same no matter what we do. It's going to be fine. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome back Calexico.
When you get to play E-Town for a third time, you're not as nervous. That's what I keep telling myself. So we're going to play a song that I was writing this song, and I had some lyrics kind of sketched in, as I always do. We came to this one line, and my wife said, ooh, I really like that line. I need you now more than ever, before the music is over. I said, all right, cool. So this one's going to go out to Nova and the girls at home. I love you.
Secrets too. As you walk away, let go of my head. I need you now. I know you understand. And as you walk away, let go of my head. Smile as you turn for one last look. Damn. listen to the song, where it takes your soul. Watch the dancers spin around a thousand times more. Travel across the sea just to bring you this unconditional love. Songs for you, and I want you to know that I love you, and I want you to know that this song's for you, and I need you to know that I love you.
Mexico. Joey Burns, John Convertino, Scott Colberg on the bass, Sergio Mendoza on the keys, Rick Perrone on the trumpet, Jacob Valenzuela on the trumpet and vocals, Brian Lopez. The record is called The Thread That Keeps Us out on Anti Records.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. And by our diverse family of NPR affiliates and community stations, plus college and commercial stations, as well as our international stations and podcast subscribers worldwide. Thank you for your continued support. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. This is E-Town. Calexico is going to be back later on in the show. And coming up, the remarkable Eric Anderson is back with us. Before we get back to music, though, we're going to introduce you to somebody we got to know with the help of one of our listeners. It's something we get to do every week. Basically, we're kind of lucky. We get these letters and postcards and emails and information about people who are just doing great things in their communities around the country and around the world. And we get to share the stories with you and spread the message a little bit and let these people know that they're being appreciated and that their work is making a difference. So we give them the Achievement Award each week, and here comes Helen to tell you about this week's winner.
Thank you, Nick. E-Town listener Jim Olson of Whately, Massachusetts, has nominated Monty Belmonte of Turner's Fall, Massachusetts this week. Now, you may recall we recently featured a story out of Boone, North Carolina, which centered around correcting food insecurity there. Now, Monty is someone who's always felt that community service is important, and he came up with a particular way of his own to address that particular problem in his area. He's a longtime on-air radio host for station WRSI, which is based in Northampton, and which has carried E-Town, by the way, for many years. And when the station's yearly food drive for his town's local food bank yielded disappointing results, Monty knew they had to find a way to grab more people's attention. So he created, as he puts it, a ridiculous publicity stunt to do just that. And he's come all the way from his hometown to tell us what that was and also to share the amazing results. So join me now in welcoming this week's Achievement Award winner from Taylor's Falls, Massachusetts, Monty Belmonte.
Hello.
Monty, welcome. A radio guy from Massachusetts. So cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And thanks. This is a really great story. So Western Massachusetts, where you live, it's a place I'm pretty familiar with, but I don't think of it as being necessarily a sort of center of food insecurity, but maybe that's not right.
Yeah, it's not right. There are 1 in 8 people in the 4 counties of Western Massachusetts experience food insecurity at some point during every year.
Wow. And then a lot of them are old mill towns and manufacturing towns that a lot of those jobs aren't there anymore.
That's right.
Yeah. So you've been at RSI for a while and you noticed the station was doing a food drive and that it was maybe not delivering a whole bunch of results, or what was going on?
It wasn't delivering very good results. And I think the food bank got jealous because I had created another ridiculous publicity stunt for a local cancer organization where I would camp out in the cold in New England in March until we would raise X amount of dollars, and then that would liberate me from my cold weather camping excursion.
Wow, you're not
fooling
around.
I hate the cold and I hate camping. So it was a fun way to mess with and torture me for a good cause. And so when the food bank heard about how well that Cancer Connection campout was going, they sat me down and said, "Do you think we could think of something interesting to do for the food bank?" And I said, "What if I took a shopping cart and pushed it all the way from Northampton to Greenfield, 26 miles away?" And it was like this light bulb went off, and aha, it is ridiculous enough, and I think it'll work. And we've subsequently expanded the march to over 2 days, and from Springfield, where the need is greatest, where it's much more racially diverse, where there are food deserts in Springfield. So that's a 17-mile journey from Springfield to Northampton on day one, and now a 26-mile from Northampton to Greenfield on day two.
Pushing a shopping cart.
Pushing shopping carts along that have been hot-rodded by a local tech school.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So they roll a little easier.
They have pneumatic wheels.
There you go.
Amazing flames and metallic surrounds and all sorts of cool bells and whistles. And I always dress up in some sort of ridiculous fashion.
Wow. So this is something that that you cooked up. It could have been like a dunk tank, but you chose to do this. This is amazing.
Yes. I also hate exercise as a rule in the same way that I hate camping. So making me walk a distance that seemed uncomfortable was also part of the fun.
So is there a direct correlation between your discomfort and the fundraising? Is that sort of what's at stake?
That seems to be the correlation. Yeah. I don't know if my listeners actually like me.
Yeah. So when did you start it?
This will be the 9th food bank march coming up.
Yeah.
And the first one, thank you. I believe the first one raised around $10,000, and the most recent one we did in 2017 raised over $250,000 over those 2 days.
Wild. And so does the whole community get involved, and other people want to tag along? And
all sorts of different people. Listeners, individuals who go out on their own and fundraise towards the cause, bands and their management, some of whom have played E-Town in the past, school groups, church groups, synagogue groups, groups from mosques. It's like a weird motley crew, and it's like we're walking through a picture book. Knights in shining armor from the Renaissance Fair, people from roller derby. It's really...
I imagine these groups kind of just tag along for a few miles and then cycle off and somebody else joins in?
A lot of times, but some people, they like the challenge
of
seeing if they can do the whole thing.
Yeah. So do local TV stations pick up on this?
All the newspapers, And that's what I mean by the ridiculous publicity stunt. So apart from just the money, the idea is to destigmatize hunger, because 1 in 8 people rely on emergency food. Yeah. They're your neighbors, and we don't recognize that there's a need there because there's a shame element to it.
Right.
Almost all of the people who rely on emergency food assistance, they're not looking just for a handout. Yeah. They need to figure out how to make these ends meet, and it's children, it's elderly people, it's disabled people, and the vast majority of the rest of them are folks who are working.
Yeah, sometimes 2 jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. What time of year does this usually take place?
It's the Monday and Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, so you can support it.
It's appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, people are in the giving spirit then, and we are
and
definitely
eating
trying
spirit.
To,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To capitalize on that. And Food Bank, WMA, westernmass.org, foodbankwma.org. You can go and make a donation online and put a note in it and say it's towards the March for the Food Bank.
Foodbankwma.org.
Yes.
Cool. So this is just such a great story. I'm really glad you came all the way from Western Mass to join us here and tell your story in person. Helen's been so excited about your visit for so long, so I'm glad you're here. I want to congratulate you and once again remind you that you can all learn more about this at foodbankwma.org. You can also check out WRSI online. And if either of those things is daunting in any way, we'll have information at etown.org where you can connect to both of those organizations. But meanwhile, thank you so much. Congratulations, the winner of this week's Achievement Award, Monty Belmonte.
Thank you so much.
The best food drive we've ever heard of. Congratulations.
It is an honor to meet both of you, who I've heard for almost 20 years on the radio. So thank you so much for inviting me here.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks to listener Jim Olson for letting us know about Monty's March. And if you've enjoyed hearing this story and you want to share it with your friends, you can find this interview on our website, etown.org. And if you know of someone you think deserves some recognition because of their efforts to better the planet or the lives of others in some way, feel free to send us their story. They might end up on the air. You can learn what we look for, and if it's a fit, submit your nomination at our website as well. Or you can always write us the old-fashioned way at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Monty, award winner. What a great story. We are going to have more music from Calexico in just a little while. Right now, I want to tell you about our next guest. Eric Anderson is essentially a walking time capsule of popular culture of the last 60 years. The Everly Brothers played in his high school. He saw Elvis perform live in Buffalo when he was a kid. He was in San Francisco with Ferlinghetti and Ginsberg in the early 60s, in Greenwich Village with Judy Collins and Dave Van Ronk and Tom Paxton. He played Newport, signed to Vanguard Records. He saw President Kennedy walking around with Jackie after church in Hyannisport. He starred in an Andy Warhol film. He did voter registration in Mississippi during the Civil Rights era. He supported striking coal miners in Kentucky. He hung out with the Beatles in a recording studio in London because Brian Epstein wanted to be his manager. He played on the Festival Express Crazy Train Tour of Canada with the Grateful Dead and Janis Joplin and the band, and Ian and Sylvia. He co-wrote songs with his friend Townes Van Zandt and Lou Reed, and so on and so on. He was there in the thick of all this stuff, living in either New York or Woodstock or a lot of time in Norway or the Netherlands, always writing, always performing, always being engaged with words and language and music, making connections, poetry, journalism. There's a new film about his life that's coming out soon. But anyway, he's here in the flesh along with his friend Scarlett Rivera. Would you please welcome back to E-Town, Eric Anderson.
I'd like to bring out Nick and Helen and some fine players. This is Scarlett Rivera. I'm going away, my baby.
pass you by while you lay sleeping. I'll write you a letter on a dusty boxcar wall. I once had a true love in old Kentucky. I once had a love in sunny Tennessee. But a New York gal brought me pain and sorrow. Now I'm as lonely as I can be. I'm gone away, my baby. I'm gonna leave you, pretty girl. If a train passes you by while you lay sleeping, I'll write you a letter on a dusty boxcar wall. City women are cold and they are hollow, but a country girl's love is sweet as it can be. City women are cold and they are shallow, but a country girl's love deeper than the deep blue sea. I'm gone away, my baby. I'm gonna leave you, pretty girl. If a train passes you by while you lay sleeping, I'll write you a letter on a dusty boxcar wall.
So much.
Eric Anderson, welcome back to E-Town. Good to hear you play and sing. You sound great with Scarlett, too.
Thank you, Nick.
Scarlett sounds great. I think I first heard her on the Rolling Thunder review tour with Dylan, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I was almost exhausted from reading all the things that you've done and all the places you've been.
Forrest Gump.
It's amazing, right? It's amazing. You were the guy in all these incredible places. And thinking about all those times, you know, especially the things like doing voter registration in Mississippi and going to be with the striking coal miners in Hazard, Kentucky. And people draw parallels between music and the 60s and social change. And you were in the thick of all that stuff.
Well, you know, yeah, you got to see a lot, you know, I mean... There's a lot of pressure going on. There's a lot of tension going on, like in the village or in the 60s, all over the place. The Vietnam War was happening, you know, and the civil rights movement and the sexual revolution was happening. I mean, it was like a real boho time in some ways. And I was kind of in between the crack between the beats and the hippies, you might say.
Yeah.
And you've seen a lot, too. You got Lou Reed and Laurie Anderson married. Think about that. He did.
I did that, yeah, wow. That's right. But that's not the same category of stuff that I'm talking about.
You never know. Listen, it all has its valences.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I think some people draw parallels between the 60s and now. Unpopular war, mistrust of government, tension.
I mean, it's a time to dig in and resist because you're going to lose it all. And I mean, people think every, you know, like America's like an island, but I mean, these tendencies and things are happening everywhere.
Yeah.
They're in Holland, they're in Germany, they're in Hungary,
they're in Norway,
Turkey, yeah. Norway, Sweden, yeah. Egypt, all these strong guy things happening. And the courts, the press, the whole routine, you know, it's all based on fear, you know, from immigration. That's what's going on in Europe.
Yeah. The fear is born out of the fact that we don't take the time to really learn about other cultures and other languages and other and history. Part of it is just educating ourselves and coming to another culture with some empathy and some understanding and some curiosity and looking behind the sensationalism and seeing, oh, yeah, these are people. They love their kids. They struggle. They want a better life no matter where
they're family people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like all this kind of fear feeds into, like, psychopathic behavior. When you think about people who have Twitter accounts with 60 million people and they're armed to the teeth, gives you pause for thought.
Yeah.
We just have the wrong guys run on the show. Because the, you know, the movements, you know, the swells and the tides of the currents of the river, and the, I mean, they're all going the right way.
Yeah.
But there's people always trying to dam it up and stop it. And
right.
So what do you think?
I think you got to get up in the morning and just look around and do a realistic assessment of what your skills and gifts are and figure out a way to make a difference every day. Mm. That's all. I think it's worth noting, and not everybody knows this, but your songs were also recorded by a lot of other people. Judy Collins, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Johnny Cash, The Grateful Dead. I mean, Bob Dylan called you a great ballad singer and writer. There's a lot of stuff back there that's pretty cool.
Well, I'm fortunate, you know.
Yeah. But listen, there are so many stories that we could dive into. We don't have time, but the bottom line is you're still at it. You're still touring. You're still writing. You're traveling. You're living in Holland. You're living in, where are you living? Amsterdam?
It's outside of Amsterdam. It's a town outside of Amsterdam. Yeah. It's nice. It's very together over there. Yeah. Dutch people.
Yeah.
But it's nice. You got to come by, Nick.
I'm going to, next time I'm in the neighborhood.
We're going to nab you.
We're going to hang out. We're going to hang out some more. But it's really nice to connect. It's been too long. We're going to get back to music. Welcome back, if you would, Eric Anderson.
Thank you. Here's a song that I first asked Scarlett to sing on it with me, and Helen, and Nick to play. It's a song I first recorded with Joni Mitchell singing harmony. And she sang it at a party, and Joan was making an album called Blue. And she heard Blue River, and she had a song called River on her album Blue. And she tried to ask me if I would give her the title that she could use Blue River instead of me.
And you said?
No. Shoreline.
us safe from the deep and the dark. We don't want to stray too far. I spent the day with my old dog Mo, walking down an older road. What he's thinking about, I don't know, but for him, I bet the time must go so slow.
Forrester, Helen Forrester, Skylar Rivera. Thank you.
Eric Anderson. along with the E-Tones, Chris Engelman, Ron Jolly, and Helen Forster, and Scarlett Rivera on the violin. Back up to Chris.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. And by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. By the way, if you've missed some of this week's show, feel free to check out the E-Town podcast, where you'll find this episode and others, along with all kinds of off-air content, such as interviews and songs and conversations from the archives. So it's available, the podcast, that is, for free on Google Play, iTunes, and then there's all kinds of other podcast directories as well where you can find it. And just to remind you, you're listening to E-Town.
Thank you, everybody. We have been having some fun here. Eric Anderson, Calexico, Monte Del Monte. What a great story that was. So many cool ingredients. And there is a connection, despite the fact that everybody's from a different spot and they come to this crazy world of music and media and message and mission from completely different places. But it's an honor to have them all here on our show this week. And I've been certainly inspired as well as entertained and educated, as I hope you have too. Right now, would you please help me welcome back to the stage, Calexico.
So we're gonna do a cumbia, and Brian's gonna take the lead on this, and this is one of my favorite songs off the new album. And it's called Flores y Tamales.
One, two, three, four. Sueño que algún día tendremos esa casita juntitos, vida mía, y amanezcamos juntos con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile. Amanezcamos juntos con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato. Esperaba entre los matojos manchándome la cara, y amanezcamos juntos con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile. Amanezcamos juntos con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile. We'll be right back.
así el sol, viendo que tus ojos me llamaban con dolor. Y amanezcamos juntos con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile. Amanezcamos juntos con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile.
Holy smokes. What a great sound. Joey Burns, John Condrettino, Scott Kohlberg, Sergio Mendoza, Rick Perrone, Jacob Valenzuela, Brian Lopez. The record is called The Thread That Keeps Us, from Tucson, Arizona, Calexico. Such a great sound. We got time for one more song. I want to thank everybody for being on the show this week. It's been a great little journey. Thanks to Eric Anderson and Scarlett Rivera for joining us from Parts East. Thanks to our award winner, Monty Belmonte, pushing that shopping cart miles and miles and raising so much money to help find food for the food insecure in central and western Massachusetts. Thanks to Calexico for coming from Tucson. Thanks to the house band, the E-Tones, and thanks to Helen Forster. Hope you can be with us next week, right here in E-Town.
Makes no difference where I turn. I can't get oil and the flame still. No difference, night or day.
was recorded at E-Town Hall and produced by our donor-supported nonprofit organization. To comment about the show, send us an email at info@etown.org or reach us on Twitter or Facebook. Distribution of E-Town is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.